What's up, Shoreline family? It's me again, your local youth pastor, Jermaine Harrison. Thank you so much for following along with us as we've been journeying this summer through our series, High School Heroes, where we've been looking at teenagers in the Bible with a heroic faith that led to a heroic way of living. And we've also observed ways that we can apply principles from their lives to our lives. And so today we're continuing our series by talking about a teenager that you may not be so familiar with, but I think is really helpful to you. His name is King Uzziah, and we're going to be in 2 Chronicles. That's kind of middle of your Old Testament, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Okay, 2 Chronicles 26, we're going to learn some more about King Uzziah. And to set up where we're going, I want to take you back to the summer of 2016 during the Rio Summer Olympics. It's the 100 meter hurdle competition. And there's this one competitor who has trained for years, who has qualified for the Olympics, who has won and been qualified in some of the races at the Olympics themselves. And we find this young man in this amazing scenario where he can make history for his country, make history for himself. And I want to show you what happens to him in this video. So watch this with me, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It's a Haitian hurdler. And as you can see, this man crumbled over the first hurdle. It's crazy. And it's not even close. It wasn't like he was, you know, jumping all the way over it and it clipped his toes. I mean, it hit him like literally in the middle of his thigh. It's crazy to see that this man who had worked so hard, trained so long, had won and been successful so much in his sport, that this is what happened to him. And it's a reminder to me as I look at that or remember that and share it with you, that a great start doesn't always lead to a great finish. Just because you did great things in the past and worked hard in the past doesn't mean that in your future or maybe in your current that will also be true of you. And we'll see that very same thing happen in the life of King Uzziah. And so here's how that applies to you. If you're listening or watching and you want to live a successful life, you want to be a successful child, sibling, friend, classmate, teammate, member of society, man, wanting to be that just isn't enough. That there needs to be a full devotion that we're going to see that lacked in the life of King Uzziah if you want to be marked by the heroic faith that he started out with for your entire life. And so, just to give you a little bit of context of where we are in the Bible, in the story that we find King Uzziah. So King Solomon, probably someone you're familiar with, his son Rehoboam listened to his younger friends and didn't take wise counsel. And as a result, the nation of Israel split into two separate kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And over the course of Israel's history, there were 19 kings in the north and 20 kings in the south. Zero of the northern kings were righteous. They were all wicked. And only 8 of the 20 kings in the southern kingdom were described or talked about as righteous in the way they lived their lives. And one of those kings was King Uzziah. And what's amazing about King Uzziah is that he was a teenager when he became king. In fact, he was 16 years old. Imagine that. Imagine you, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old maybe, becoming, you know, like the president of the United States. Like, this was what happened to this young man in 2 Chronicles 26. And so I want to read to you a couple verses about his incredible start. And unfortunately, we'll see not so incredible of a finish. And we'll see what we can learn from him. So 2 Chronicles 26, verses 3 through 5. It says this in verse 3. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. I love that. that this young man decided to be instructed by someone older, this priest who taught him God's way, who taught him how to walk with the Lord. That's so incredible to see that at the start of his leadership as a teenager, he chose to align himself with older, wiser people to instruct him to follow God's way. And I want to encourage you with the same thing. Man, if you're a teenager right now, one of the best things that you can do is align yourself, is allow older, wiser individuals to speak truth in your life, is to allow God's word to take root in your life. Joshua 1:8 says that this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night so that you'd be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then it will make your way prosperous and then you will have success. And so long as King Uzziah followed God and followed his word and was led by godly leadership, he experienced the success that God is talking about. And the same, I think, is true for us, that as we follow God, our lives won't be perfect, our lives won't be free of problems, but our lives will be marked by more joy and less scars. And when Uzziah was a teenager, that was true, at least at the beginning. And then we go on in his story and we see he accomplishes military success. He's like a guy who loves gardening. It's crazy. You should read 2 Chronicles 26. But I'm going to jump down to see something that happened to King Uzziah later on in his life. Because he was so successful, he became famous. People looked to him for leadership and for guidance, and the fame went to his head. And so his craving for power led him to do things that he was not supposed to do. And so I'm going to read to you a couple of verses and then we'll make our final observation. 2 Chronicles 26, verses 16 through 18. It says this, "But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall." You never want that said about you. "He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." So basically, he was taking as his own the job of a priest, like one of the spiritual leaders of Israel, and that was not his responsibility at all. He had become so powerful that he thought he could do whatever he want, even if it was out of bounds of God's will and way. It would be like, you know, you walking into a restaurant and telling everyone in the restaurant, "Hey, listen, this chef has been okay, but I'm taking over. I'm going to be the one cooking the meals. I'm the one in charge." It's both disrespectful and it's dangerous, right? If you were to do that. And that's exactly what we find King Uzziah doing. And it gets worse. Not only does he take responsibility of jobs that aren't his, but he stands in pride in that decision. Notice verse 19 of 2 Chronicles 26. Verse 19 says this, "Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand ready to burn incense, he became angry when others confronted him about the danger of his pride and of him taking responsibilities that did not belong to him. He was angry. And while he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead." And so basically in this moment where he's confronted by these spiritual leaders and he rages against them in his pride, immediately sores, disgusting boils begin to break out on his head and eventually takes over his whole body. And as we read on in the story, Uzziah dies in shame, Uzziah dies in pain, and Uzziah dies with all of his responsibility and privilege and power stripped away. Why? He started out great. He was following God's word. He was following God's men. And after a while, the fame, the power got to his head. And he let pride ruin his life. You see, you may have a promising start, and there may even be sweeter and better days ahead for you. But if you don't live a life surrendered to God, man, the future is not bright for someone who is marked by pride. And so here's the principle I want to leave you with. Pride is the enemy of spiritual progress. Pride is the enemy of spiritual progress. But humility is a friend to those who want to grow. Humility is a friend to those who want to grow. Pride wants to destroy you. Pride wants to destroy your life. Pride wants to destroy your relationships. It wants to destroy your opportunities. It wants you that even though you start out well, maybe now as a teenager, to in the future reject God, reject His way, reject the leadership that God has placed in your life. And I want to submit to you that choosing humility is the better option. That choosing humility is the recommended option, that God's word invites us to walk humbly with Him and experience the success, not the perfection in life, but the success in life that's marked by a life with Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to think of, man, who are some older, wiser people that I can align myself with and learn from them? What are some habits right now that I can pick up, that I can develop to continue seeking the Lord and following Him? Because those are your keys to living a successful life. Those are your keys to starting well, like the Haitian hurdler, and finishing well. And here's my last reminder to you. In that video, what I showed you was the beginning of that race. And he fell over the first hurdle, and you would have thought maybe he gave up, you know, humiliated, sad. But he got back up, and he kept on running. And he finished the race. He didn't finish in first place, but he got up and he kept on running. And the reminder I want to give you is that even if you have allowed pride and anger or whatever vice to control your life, like there's still time. There's still time to turn it around. And that even though you started out well and life is not going well right now, as you've been seeking your own desire maybe, there's still an opportunity awaiting you to re-surrender your life to God and experience the life that is marked by more joy and less scars. And so I pray that you would, and I pray that you would learn from the life of Uzziah. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys soon.